All right, and with that, we're gonna open it up to public comments.
That's my opportunity.
We love it.
It's always a pleasure to be here and to see you guys do the work you do. You know how much I appreciate what you do. I hope that you know that. And that we share the same goal of working for student success for the little ones in our area. And I know that you know that that happens when teachers, administrators, staff feel supported, then they're able to give their best to the kids. I wanted to share with you, I don't know if all of you know that I'm the student council advisor at the middle school in Fillmore. I'm lucky to get to do that. I really love it. And after a little while of coming to these meetings and getting to see these Honors and Excellence Awards, I talked to my student council about how would they like to do an Honor and Excellence Award each term for the adults who work in their building, my building. And so this is, I think we started it last year, and today we just had this group of student council members go through a selection process of they nominated who they thought was worthy of it. They spoke to the people that they thought should receive it. They worked together to come to a consensus on the person who they would like to award that to. And I just take a backseat and facilitate their doings. But it's touching, and to have them have the opportunity to think about who's going above and beyond and the things that the adults in the school are doing to help serve them is special. It's a cool thing to get to be involved in. I understand well why many of you say it's your favorite part of your meetings. And so each term when we present it, we're kind of doing it under the radar because we don't want anyone to have hurt feelings over it.
Competition.
So several of the people who have been awarded it have just come in during their school period and been recognized in front of our little group, and we take a picture of them receiving their little award. But all of the student council line up in front of them. They get to sit down, and all of the student council line up and pass a mic and each take a turn of saying something specific that they really appreciate about that person. And it's a nice thing for the recipient, but it's a very nice thing for the givers. And I just thought you would maybe enjoy hearing about that. And so I appreciate your inspiration in that. But I also wanted to thank you from Jim's moment of reverence and his request in the prayer to have help in supporting the students and teachers in this area, to Tiffany and all of you wanting to reread Jason's honor so that his kids who'd come late could get to hear that. It is clear to me how much you value the people in our district, and I really, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate that. Thank you for what you do. If I could give you an award of excellence.
We don't hear that often, so.
Thank you. Thanks for coming every time, too. We appreciate it. You're our number one fan.
You do a good job representing.
You do.
Like, that's really pretty great to see.
I love your shirt. I was looking at it. It's really cute.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we'll start with board member comments. How about it? We always start down there.
You picked that seat, Jim.
You didn't know what it meant.
Did you know.
I usually have a lot to say in the work session, so I that doesn't carry over. But you know, it's been a stressful time, a stressful beginning to the school year, especially at Millard High School with the construction and delay, and that has kind of weighed heavy on Ian and I. But and I mean the whole board in general, but the superintendent and worry, but that's caused a lot of stress. But we're grateful to be back in school in person, and grateful to the faculty and staff that have worked through so many different difficult scenarios and have been patient and understanding, and you know, we're just grateful to be there. And I know that's been kind of a big focus of mine. We have other irons in the fire, and I've just been impressed with our leadership team at the district for the goals that we've set. And I think we're headed in a good direction, and I just support those efforts and look forward to good things upcoming. Ian?
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
So while we were at our last break, I'm not much of a Facebooker, but Lanny sent me a screenshot of a post from Fillmore Friends, and it says, "I want to give a public thank you to Fillmore Middle School. The principals, teachers, and staff genuinely care and love our kids. They want all the children to be safe and successful. We are so lucky to have such a great group of people helping raise our kids. Thank you, thank you, thank you." And I guess that's pretty consistent everywhere. And a lot of times we don't hear those good things. And it's really nice to see those good things, because I, like a lot of other people, can kind of get stuck on the things that are bothering me, like the high school. but it's nice to remember how much effort everybody is putting forth to raise our kids. And you know, and Mr. Thomas said it, you know, it takes a community. And it really does. And so I appreciate the teachers, the staff, I mean, admin, all of the district staff, everybody. I really feel like we're in a good place, and people really want the best for our students, and that's the number one thing. And I know I've said this in previous board meetings, but I see the struggles that teachers go through. And Tiffany asked Jody earlier about PCCRs, and I think she answered it almost identical to how my wife answers it. Like, it's really nice to see the other side of it, to see what these kids are going through and what they're dealing with. But you also miss some of the instruction time. Anyway, I'm gonna try and not get into anything negative at all, and just try and stay super positive. And I really do appreciate everyone and their efforts. Diane.
I'll echo what you've said. I think that basically our staff, district-wide, and the instructional helpers and everyone, I think that they do a really good job. I think most of them have their heart in the right place. You see people who do so much extra, like what you're doing with your middle school, and the coaching and the musicals and everything. Our schools would not be near as fun nor as successful without these people who are willing to give up so much time, so much energy, so much love to our students. And I really appreciate them. I appreciate the people in Fillmore who have been through so much this year. And hopefully things will look a little bit better for them soon, before Christmas.
Or sooner.
And I'm really happy that there's a good attitude change and a better feeling at the middle school this year. I appreciate the things that they have done to try and boost things up. And I, too, think we need to try and focus on all the good, because there is so very much good. And I hope our teachers and all the employees realize how much they are appreciated.
Yes. Oh, I agree with everything. Like, I did go to the parent-teacher conference this morning, and it was good to go to visit with my son's teachers, and I appreciate all the teachers do, and they do always find nice comments. When you said that, I'm like, oh, they always say nice things about my kids. And I'm like, oh, I guess they do about everybody's kids. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm not going there getting yelled at, but I'm like, they do. So, and they're not perfect by any means, but I'm like, they always do have something nice to say, and
find things to celebrate.
Yes,
with the hardest kids.
So I mean, it's, I appreciate, and I mean, it's a lot of work to prepare for those too. So it's like you're trying to teach and do your lessons and then get all that stuff prepared in your spare time that isn't really there. So I'm like, I appreciate all that our teachers do. And the ones that are still teaching, like, and not doing the conferences, like, you guys all work so hard. And I'm thankful for all the teachers. And I love, like, just going into schools and being involved and talking with teachers. And it's really a good thing. And I do appreciate our district office and the support. I appreciate Randy and Corey. They do so much. A lot more than, I mean, they carry a lot on their shoulders, yeah. Both of them. So I really, really do appreciate that. I know there's a lot of exciting things coming up with, like, the state playoffs with, you know, volleyball, golf, football, girls' tennis, cross country. And then I know, like, I don't know if Fillmore has a marching band, but I know our marching band has gone to a couple competitions. They even took first at one, and I was so excited for them. And I think all state choirs this weekend, if I remember right. And I know they're getting in gear over here for the play for next month and putting a lot of time in. And I just appreciate all the people that help these students, and I appreciate all the students being involved and seeing these programs. I'm grateful they're available for the kids, but seeing the program succeed and celebrating their wins and their successes. So it's fun. It's a great time. Great time of year.
Yeah. I agree. I echo all those sentiments. There's no rocks.
There might be.
Anyways, you know, I'm really excited. When Sarah and I first became board members, even before our first meeting, we went around to every single school in the entire district. And before they ever even had a vote or anything, we went over to Fillmore High School and we were like, oh, they need an upgrade. Like, this is so needed. So we were happy to get on board and vote with that. And, like, I'm so excited for the community. That's going to be such a great new hub kind of for the community forum. And gosh, if we can get through all these, I really appreciate, like they said, it is tough on teachers, families, students, everyone involved not being able to, you know, start the school off year off conventionally and be able to move forward that way. But I really just am happy we can focus on, it's going to be such a great new place over there for them. I think the elementary school, things have gone well over there, hasn't it? It's been a good...
And there's a few little things to finish up, but I think...
iron out there.
The feedback there has been, people are happy.
Which that's nice, so exciting.
Nice to have that extra space.
Gosh, those little kids
needed
that space.
They were so cramped,
yes.
That school.
Yes, oh. So I really look forward to, like, you know, not having to have updates all the time and let things just kind of go smoothly and
no building updates.
What are we going to do for our work sessions? Anyways, moving forward, I really do appreciate our communities. You know, we have good community support for our students, and I appreciate everyone throughout the schools, and I do look forward to the things we have coming up this fall. And that's about it for me.
Tiffany, can I just add to my comments that I would like to acknowledge all the board members, and particularly the board members that represent the Delta communities, for their support of the construction projects on our side of the county. And we've had nothing but support, and we'd just like to say thank you for that. And it's, we've appreciated the support.
We're excited for you guys. We're excited.
Tuesday, on our weekly construction meeting, we started.
What are you going to do on Tuesdays without that? Oh my gosh, you guys are going to have a new life.
And we went into the art room, and there were students in class, and we had two special ed students that were sitting on a table with regular ed students and two instructional assistants. And we were supposed to go in to discuss something, but I decided to just lead the group. And I sat and talked with these special ed students and the instructors for probably 15 minutes. And it really was the first time that I felt what the drive was about to get these kids into that situation. And you could see learning, you could feel learning, and
they were happy. They were working on, it was like a piece where she was pushing yarn through with through holes, and she was just content, and it was a good moment. And I was appreciative that I could, I won't forget that moment probably, because all of that construction chaos was finally like quiet for a moment, and those kids were happy. So hopefully we can continue making progress, but it was nice to see that.
I just echo all the previous comments. I want to get people in the district, people like Mr. Thomas. I mean, there's tons of them just like that. And it just goes to show how blessed we are and how blessed our kids are. Also super grateful for my coworkers here in the district office. They do a whole lot. It's done behind the scenes, and it's an incredible work. They're very busy. They do it for the same reason the teachers do it, for the love of the kids. We don't see the kids as much, but it's for the kids. And I just want to thank them and express my appreciation for them.
They're the best, aren't they? Yeah, truly. All right. Well, with that, I think we've reached the end of our agenda. So, meeting adjourned.